Now, verse 14, he that blesseth his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. You know that there's a great deal of irony in this statement here. There are those that make such loud protestations of love and affection. And you always know that there's a motive back of it. He that's praising you more than you ought to be praised, you watch out for him. You remember Absalom listened to the men of Israel, that group of the young jet set that praised him, told him he ought to be king instead of his father. He shouldn't have listened to all of that praise. And the unfortunate thing, I always say this to young preachers when I'm speaking in seminaries. You know, I say, young man, it doesn't make any difference what church you go to. There'll always be a dear little saint in that church, generally a dear little lady, sometimes it's a man, that's going to tell you what a wonderful preacher you are. And the Lord puts them there to encourage a young preacher. And I said, why, that dear person's going to tell you that you're the greatest preacher that they've ever heard. They're going to tell you that you're another Paul the Apostle, Martin Luther, John Calvin, Billy Sunday and Billy Graham all wrapped into one individual, and that you are it. Now, I said, it's wonderful that they are there. It's wonderful that you're going to hear it. But I said, don't believe it. It's not true. This business of flattering, you need to be careful of it. Now, verse 15 and 16, a continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whosoever hideth her, hideth the wind and the ointment of his right hand, which betrayeth itself. Here we are back again to this. This is the third time. And the continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. I won't make any more comments today. Verse 17, as iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. It's wonderful to have a friend that you can sit down with and sharpen your mind with him. That is, you can discuss certain things. I used to have a very wonderful friend that I'd go to him and we'd sit down and talk about spiritual matters. And I always came away refreshed and strengthened. And I'd always learn something also. Wonderful to have a friend like that. Now, there's so many other wonderful Proverbs here that we'd like to dwell with, but I'm going to move down now and hit some high points. I'm dropping down to verse 19. As in water, faith answereth to faith, so the heart of man to man. Wonderful to have a friend that you can just open your heart to him, and you know he'll not betray you at all. This is a great chapter on friendship, you see. Wonderful to have a friend like that. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. That's verse 20. You never see enough, do you? You just want to keep seeing. That's the reason some of us love to travel around the world. We want to see. The eyes of man are never satisfied. Verse 21, as the fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. And you better be careful of it and make sure that it has the right effect upon you. Then verse 24, for riches are not forever. And that is something that in this materialistic age we need to recognize. For riches are not forever. You don't take them with you. The old bromide, there's not a pocket in the shroud. You can't take it with you when the original Vanderbilt was dying, all the relatives were waiting outside. And the thing they were interested in, when he did die, the lawyer came out, they said, how much did he leave? And the lawyer said he left every bit of it. He didn't take anything with him. For riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation. And don't depend on man, because man will fail you. Only God's the one we can depend upon. He is the only one. This has been a great chapter on friendship, you see. That's been the emphasis here.